Welcome to Cool Sword Blogcast. Keep on trucking, anywhere but New York. When you're running a senile old man and have to abuse the justice system in a vain attempt to keep his opponent out of the race, maybe you should reconsider your life choice to be a political party. No one expected a fair verdict out of that kangaroo court, or New York for that matter, but the insanely egregious judgment left even my cranky jaw dropping. I'll spare you the words my cat had to endure. You'll be happy to know he didn't understand any of them, and his little ears aren't red anymore. I might have gotten a teensy bit angry. Donald Trump is a grown man and more than able to take care of himself. But the sheer audacious injustice and the blatant election interference were astounding and infuriating. Evidently, I'm not alone in that regard. Within 24 hours, Twitter was ablaze with both the ire and a nascent plan. America's truckers once again stepped up to the plate, with many declaring that they would not be taking loads into NYC as of Monday, February 19th. As of today, they've been making good on that promise. With shipping companies coming on board. But that's not all. In solidarity with their pocketbooks and good sense, real estate developers have begun to announce that they're pulling out of New York. This is not about Trump, but the nature of the judgment itself. Developers quite rightly fear that they're going to become targets of an out-of-control Democratic administration. Governor Hochul's assurances that the judgment isn't a precedent do not seem to have assured anyone other than MSNBC. The TikTok crowd is convinced that there are plenty more drivers where these came from. Did they not hear that there is a trucker shortage? Not that it matters. NYC may, and I stress may because it's way too early to know, be on the cusp of its very own Bud Light moment. Like Bud, the city that never sleeps may just find that no one actually needs them anymore. New York is an expensive mess for businesses, including truckers. Fees and tolls, crowded streets, and more regulation than sense do not make for a friendly environment for the nice people that bring your groceries into town. There are plenty of other people in America to sell to and to transport for. Having a break from the frustration that is NYC, truckers might just learn to like taking loads to where they don't have to pay constant tolls or get tickets for impossible-to-avoid infractions. At the very least, they will get used to the elevated prices brokers are having to pay to get goods delivered. They aren't likely to be alone. All NYC has left is its mystique. Is that really worth the premiums people pay just to live there, let alone to be able to work and make a living? Probably not, and the real estate market was already showing the strain. Businesses have been closing for several years now, and more than a few folks have decided that any place is better than New York. Any place other than California, of course. Like other Democrat-controlled sanctuary cities, NYC is inundated with illegal immigrants. Relaxed law enforcement of petty crime, you know, stealing everything in sight, has caused a number of businesses to flee for greener pastures. The rather more insane than usual barring of Walmart from the city? No, I'm not kidding. Means that NYC can't benefit from their enormous trucking fleet. Translation. New York City is about to become a food desert. The poor things will have to drive, ride, or hitchhike to faraway places like New Jersey, more than 20 minutes from a grocery store. The horror! Okay, so I'm a cranky, snarky old country girl. I don't relate to big city problems. If the store is less than 45 minutes away, I consider it a quick errand distance. Well, maybe NYC will get lucky, and the truckers, developers, and business people will all take pity on the city that despises them. Then again, probably not. Hey, New York, I can give you one piece of advice. It's never wise to vote for a party that takes you for granted. The Democrats think that they own you. You can see the results for yourselves. You've only got two choices that I can see. Pack up and head for a red state, or take back ownership of that big old apple of yours. You'll be shopping in Jersey in the meantime.